to Favorite Songs By,
the podcast where two friends and music industry professionals
break down our favorite songs
by Desert Island, all time, top five
by our favorite artists,
are as follows,
to create our own ultimate best ofs playlists.
We're your hosts,
Nicole Prooch
and Kit Atkinson.
All right, here we are. We've got a really fun one today. I'm super excited about this.
This was so much fun listening back through everything and discovering a lot of songs as well. I had the best time and I really can't wait to delve into it.
Well, did you prepare a little intro for us?
I did. This week we're talking about Karen O and Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Karen Lee Orzelak, or as the world knows her, Karen O, is a South Korean-born American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, director, and it must be said, a bit of a style icon. She is also famously the lead singer for Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who, along with members Nick Zinner and Brian Chase, have produced a highly alternative and hugely popular body of work over the years, which is further complemented by her own solo and collaborative releases. Born to a Korean mother and Polish father in 1978, she grew up in New Jersey before attending college in Ohio, where she met drummer Brian Chase. And after transferring to an art college in New York, she met guitarist Nick Zinner. The three formed the art rock group Yeah Yeah Yeahs in 2000. With their first gig opening for the White Stripes, not bad, eh? And their debut self-titled EP cracking number one in the UK indie charts, they quickly became a vital band in New York's rock scene of the 2000s. Their albums Fever to Tell, Show Your Bones, It Splits and Mosquito all received critical acclaim and commercial success, with the NME ranking Fever to Tell in 2009 as the number five in their Best Albums of the Decade poll. Alongside the success of Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Karen O also became heavily involved in the art, fashion and film world, providing soundtrack contributions for directors including Spike Jones, David Fincher, Tim Burton and David Lynch. This also extended into a long list of collaborations with artists such as Flaming Lips, Hamar Superstar, Deer Hunter, Santa Gold, Peaches, Parquet Courts, and most notably her Danger Mouse collaboration album, 2019's Lux Prima. This followed up from her gorgeous 2014 solo album, Crush Songs, released on Julian Casablancas' label, Cult Records. She even recently released a song written for Kenzo's Spring Summer Collection, which is awesome, by the way. I'm sure we'll speak about it. So come along for the ride as we delve into selecting our favourite songs from the queen of modern rock, Karen O, and rulers of the art rock world, Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Very nice. Love it. Ooh, I'm pumped now.
Rules recap. One, we'll go through the album releases in chronological order. Two, the artist must be featured on the recordings. Three, there must be no more than 12 songs on the final list.
Now, the first up is one of my favorite releases, Yeah Yeah Yeahs EP. This was such a massive game changer of an EP for the guitar world, like for the rock world. It really brought rock back. I mean, you think the Strokes did it? No, for me it was Yeah Yeah Yeahs with this EP. It was so big in Australia. I don't know about for yourself in America.
I mean, I didn't get into the Yeah Yeah Yeahs probably until Fever to Tell. A couple years later.
Yep.
It's not to say it wasn't big here, but maybe not in California. Maybe on the East Coast where they were. But
off this, I selected a few songs. One was my keeper, but you know, the others I could be coerced as well. So Bang, absolutely my favorite Yeah 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 song. I'll say that hands down.
Wow.
Then I also selected Miles Away and Our Time. I will say about this EP that really I was actually disappointed with all the releases by Yeah Yeah Yeahs following this EP.
Ooh.
Because I think the world of this EP, and I just think they reached the pinnacle when they released Bang. It is such a good song, like so good. And I was disappointed when Fever to Tell came out because I didn't think it was quite there. Like it wasn't quite what Bang was. And yeah, that's my
thought. Wow. Okay. Really, really. You feel really strongly. You feel a lot more strongly about this album than I do.
Well, I mean, put it this way. It got to number one on the indie UK charts when it was released in 2000. Do you know how many good records there were going around at that time with White Stripes
and
Strokes?
That was a magical time for music. That was towards the end of like me being in high school and like really kind of getting into like the White Stripes. I mean, around this time, there was TV on the radio, like Grizzly Bear, like all the, and they were all kind of collaborators too. They were all from the same area. So for this, I had Bang on my list, but it's not on my top. It didn't make it onto my favorites, but I did put Our Time.
Our Time is very cool. It's a very cool track. I do like that. I think it's worth putting down Bang and Our Time for discussing.
Okay, I'm going to put a star next to Our Time then, that, which means you also agree.
I'm definitely fighting for Bang.
No, that's, I mean, I get it. I just didn't, yeah, I have other ones that I feel pretty strongly about. So, all right, let's move on to the 2002 Machine EP. What did you have for that one?
I chose the track Machine. I mean, that is a killer track. That is so cool.
It's a really cool track. I have it noted, but it's not on my, didn't make my list.
Interesting. Fair enough. Like, I think it's more the sound of that song is just brutal. It's so cool. I love it.
It's really cool. And I think it's worth noting too, this is where the producer David Andrew Sitek comes in. And he works with the Yeah Yeahs on the next few releases. Like, they're huge releases. So, I mean, you can definitely hear that blending of sounds in all of these.
Yeah, and for people listening to this, I mean, the TV on the radio sound that Dave Sitek brought to Yeah Yeah Yeahs releases is often really crucial in some of the best moments on their albums.
Totally.
It's almost worth comparing, you know, both bands' work sometimes. But yeah, it was a great EP, that one. And after that came the really breakthrough album, Fever to Tell.
Yeah, so what did you have on this one?
So there's so many good songs really on this record. You could just put the whole damn thing down, but I went with the massive single Date with the Night. That was just, I remember going to clubs and whenever that was playing, everyone would be going off. I also went with Pin and Maps. What a beautiful song.
So I had Pin listed, but not on my favorites. My favorites were also Maps, Y Control, and Modern Romance.
Yep, they're cool tracks. I really like Y Control as well. I was looking at that one, but I was thinking, oh, Rich is also good, but...
Yeah. I know, I had the Rich, Man, Tick, Pin. Like, I wrote those all down. But Maps, Y Control, Modern Romance were the front. What about Modern Romance for you?
Not so much. It didn't grab me so much. I do know that their tour documentary was called, I think There Is No More Modern Romance, I think it was called. So they obviously had some affinity to that track. But yeah, I didn't select it. It was, you know, like, honestly, it's probably one of my less favorite moments on that record.
Oh, wow. Shoot. Okay. But we agree on Maps, I think. Sounds like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Maps is the standout, I think. Yeah. And yeah.
We can come back because there's some good ones. Okay. So moving on, what do we have after this? Before the 2006 release, Show Your Bones, I just did want to talk about I don't know if it was the first time she collaborated with Spike Jonze, but he directed a Nike ad and she did a song called Hello Tomorrow in 2005.
It's a cool song, isn't it? It's a really cool song. And it shows what her later work will be as well, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was maybe the one of the first times she started branching off and doing something on her own. But it is really cool. Yeah. Not on my list, but cool. Worth pointing out.
I think around that time she was doing that native Korean rock as her little side project, which later on became the album Crush Songs under her own name. So, yeah, just something to look up if anyone's wanting to delve into the deep, deep past.
Did she record Crush Songs at that time and release it later, or was it recorded later?
No, it was just... So she was basically performing the tracks live and there were a bunch of little demos floating around on the internet around that time. But, yeah, like the live stuff of those tracks is really cool. Native Korean rock. Cool. But anyway... Then came that massive, massive album that I'm sure gives everyone, like, you know, the good tingles down the spine when they look at that record, Show Your Bones.
Oh.
What a strong album.
Yeah, it's amazing. I have several that I've highlighted as my very favorites for this. Number one being Gold Lion. I think that's really kind of, may have even put them on the map for me. Was Gold Lion.
Lock it in, Nicole.
I mean, there's no arguing that. I also have Phenomena, Honey Bear,
good song,
and Cheated Hearts. And then I've mentioned Sweets, Turn Into, Yeah. Sweets and Turn Into, but those didn't make it. But my list, I have Golden Lion, Phenomenon, Honey Bear, and Cheated Hearts.
Look, I mean, we do have some similar taste there. I absolutely went for Gold Lion as well as Cheated Hearts.
Oh, nice.
That is an amazing song. The lyrics in Cheated Hearts are incredible. They really are.
It's heartbreaking.
And Turn Into, I absolutely love that song. It's probably my favorite off this record, actually.
It's a really cool song. I like that it's sort of like, it's more like, I don't know if I want to say it's folk, but it's like acoustic-y. I don't know. It's kind of like
it's acoustic-y and euphoric at the same
time. Yeah.
Really,
I'm surprised.
Nice. It's almost like Arcade Fire.
I'm surprised you don't have Honey Bear on yours, or Phenomena, actually.
They're both really good songs. Phenomenon, I was thinking about putting in, but for the sake of including other songs off other records, I left it out, like just purely for that. But Phenomenon, I do really love. It's a great song.
It's cool. All right, let's keep chugging through these. The 2007 Is EP. Do you have anything from that?
Do I? No, I do not. It was a cool EP, though. I like
cool EP. A couple worth mentioning: Rockers to Swallow and 10x10. But they didn't make it onto my final list. And then in 2007, she did the song for the I'm Not There soundtrack, Highway 61 Revisited.
Highway 61 Revisited. Yeah, it's worth listening to.
It's
that.
Cool.
It's cool. It's also produced by Lee Ronaldo as well, which is an interesting fact. But
yeah, didn't make it, but it's, yeah.
It was a good track.
Okay, then we're moving on to a biggie here. It's Blitz, the 2009 release, which I pretty much had every song on this album. I freaking love this album.
I've got a lot of songs listed on this. It's so good. I was surprised, actually. I thought Show Your Bones might be, for me, like the strongest, but then this is just so good.
I know. Then you get to this one, you're like, it gets better. So what do you... Oh, I want to also mention that, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Nick Lanay?
Yeah.
He comes into the fold here, and he was a producer who worked with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Arcade Fire, and Talking Heads, a handful of other like amazing bands. And I think you can definitely hear that in this album.
Well, he worked on Is EP as well.
Oh, he did. I didn't like that one as much. Okay. Well,
he was just getting started.
Yeah, he was just warming up,
testing the waters,
practice round.
Well, off this one, I had Zero, Heads Will Roll, Dull Life, and Runaway. Now, I also did have, like, as consideration, Skeleton, Soft Shock, and I really like the acoustic version that you opened me up to, as well as Little Shadow, the acoustic version. But, Zero, Heads Will Roll, Dull Life, Runaway, they're all classic Yeah tracks. So good.
Well, we agree on Zero, Heads Will Roll, and Runaway. I didn't have Dull Life on me. I think it's a cool song. I didn't have it on my list. I also have Skeletons as like a must.
Skeletons is a very strong song.
That's and the acoustic, song. Both the acoustic version, like you said, and the studio version are amazing. I also have Hysteric. I think it's so pretty, that song. If you're talking about lyrics again, like some of the most beautiful lyrics, and Little Shadow. And then I had Soft Shock as a consideration, but not, I don't think it beats out Skeletons or Hysteric.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there's just a lot of good tracks on that record. It's a brilliant listen, that one. And it's also, the artwork on it is so cool. It's got the egg being crushed by a hand, being like squirted by a hand, basically. But then also I've got the vinyl, and the vinyl is basically done like a pizza.
What do you mean?
So when you pull the sleeve out, you've got the front of a pizza and the back of a pizza. And then when you pull out the actual record, the vinyl, on side A, it's got like a pizza, and the A is done with like the peppers on a pizza. And then similarly for side B, the B is done with peppers on the pizza. They are obviously eating a lot of pizza or something for this record.
And like someone in their group liked pizza with egg on it, which, I don't know anyone does that.
Have you been to Australia? Have you had an Aussie pizza?
I've had, they do that in Italy too, I think, where they put like
so
eggs
good.
On pizza. No, thank
eggs
you.
On pizza works, Nicole.
Anyway, moving on. So we agree that's an amazing album. We agree on a few of them. There's some that I might have to fight you on to get on there. But let's move on to...
Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. Like, what an amazing soundtrack.
And what
it was
an amazing
just like a
movie.
Perfect,
everything was great.
Just a perfect, like, pairing on that one. To have Karen O on that was I don't know, just such a good choice.
Yeah, and like, and all the collaborations that came off that, I mean, you know, she had like, you know, Deer Hunter on it. It was just cool. And also cool. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs did join the Karen O and the Kids band on this. There were so many different collaborators, but she was basically leading the project and leading the songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she had a lot of bands come in and do the soundtrack for this record. What were your choices of this one?
My very favorite is Worried Shoes, the Daniel Johnston cover.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, ugh, I could listen to it over and over. It's so good.
I had All Is Love. I love that song. And Worried Shoes, and I didn't end up going for, but I seriously considered Hideaway as well, which is a beautiful track.
Yeah. I had All Is Love as a mention, but like going back and like going through my list as a whole, I took it off because I feel like there were some stronger ones. But I feel like Worried Shoes deserves to be on there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Moving on to Mosquito, or well, yeah, is Mosquito the next one?
Yeah.
Well, we could mention some of the things she did in this time period before Mosquito. In 2011, she did the Immigrant Song cover for Girl with a Dragon Tattoo,
which is
soundtrack.
Really cool.
I don't like it.
Oh, I quite like it. I remember hearing that. I'm like, damn, that's a good track.
Oh, I don't know. I wish I liked it. I don't like it as much as I feel like maybe other people
do. I feel
like
you missed out there, but all right. Cool.
She also did a song for Frankenweenie called Strange Love, which is pretty cute, the Tim Burton movie. And she also collaborated with Santa Gold around this time on that track, Go.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Yeah.
It's a cool one. I didn't put it because she's not super featured on it. She's on it, but she's not a standout on it. But it is a cool track.
And sometime around now as well, she did that Flaming Lips track as well where they actually recorded her vocals by just getting her to call up on the phone. And recorded her vocals off the phone. When you listen to the track, yes, it does sound like she was singing on the phone. It's pretty funny.
All right. Well, Mosquito, 2013.
The producers on this are pretty cool. Nick Launay, James Murphy, Dave Zatek again, Sam Spiegel as well. So James Murphy being LCD Sound System, so that's pretty cool.
I ended
up just choosing one song. I do like the song Slave, but the song I actually chose off this, and it's got a really good backstory, is Wedding Song, which is a beautiful, beautiful song.
I
decided that I'd actually do some research on this song because I was just like, this song sounds like something more than this record. And sure enough, I read up on it and she actually, like, so when she married her husband, they didn't use vows. And so instead she wrote this song for it. And so she performed this song at their wedding reception, sung to her husband about marrying him. It's so beautiful. It's so touching.
Why didn't you do that in your wedding? You're a musician.
Oh, because I went to Vegas.
I guess that's cooler.
I had Elvis instead. But it's a very TV on the radio song as well, the way it's been produced, which obviously, you know, Dave Zatek was working on this song from TV on the Radio, so that kind of makes sense. And also apparently they walked through a bonfire when they were recording this song.
What do you mean? Like they walked through fire?
Yeah, so the guitarist, Nick, said that basically, like, it's one of his favourite moments off the record, and basically as they were recording this and all that, and it was just the theme of it, they, for some reason, walked through a bonfire. And you can kind of hear that, like, the lyrics are kind of linked to them doing that.
I have to go back and listen. Interesting. I have Under the Earth.
I think that's such a cool song.
I mean, I mentioned Wedding Song. It didn't end up making it on my list, but Under the Earth definitely does. I feel like it's so, I think it's a really interesting, and it hooks me every time. Like, I can't not listen to it. So anyway, that's what I have. Moving on, we got to move on. 2014, I know you love this album.
I really love this album. And yeah, as I said before, this was from the native Korean rock side project that she'd been doing back from the early days of Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So a lot of the songs from there appeared on here. Nick Launay mixed this. It broke my heart to only choose two tracks off this, but, you know, we've got to share the love. So Wrapped and Day Go By were my two choices off this record. And, yeah, look, I mean, it's just a standout you know, it's a Karen O solo album, but I also have on there the songs Ooh, Beast and Native Korean Rock as just special mentions of really good songs. But Wrapped and Day Goodbye are my two choices. I love this album, everybody. It's so good.
It's a really cool album. It is really sweet. I mentioned Day Goodbye and Body, but I didn't actually choose anything on it for my final list.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I really like it. I just felt like I had a lot of other stuff that are in.
I love the song Wrapped. It is really good.
And the lyrics are really good. It is good. I felt like there were so many. I tend to really like the more sentimental and emotional songs of Karen O's and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah.
And I have so many of those. And so these didn't make it. Because I like the Yeah 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 stuff maybe a little bit more. It's not to downplay this at all. I just didn't make it for me.
Also, a similar song to this album was on the Her soundtrack. She wrote the Moon song, which was nominated for a Grammy. It's a beautiful song. I actually selected this song on my list as well. I love this song.
So did I. What version did you pick? There are a few different versions of it.
Any you have, like, bloody specific version.
That's, I know, awesome. They're all really good. They're all really good. I felt like I had to choose one, so I chose the Ezra Koenig duet.
Okay.
But yeah, it's we agree on that. It's amazing. All right, Moving on. Did you have anything from the 2015 live from Crush Palace?
No, I didn't take anything off that. An album I did really love was the Milano collaboration album.
Mm-hmm.
She did with Danielle Lupi and Parquet Courts. I actually selected a song off this.
What'd you get?
Talisa.
Yeah, that one's cool.
It's a really cool song.
I want to go back to I Shall Rise because I did choose that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I like that it feels a little bit like Bang Bang. My baby shot me down. It's got a really retro... Dark.
Do you almost think that that's what she was doing? She was trying to write Bang Bang?
I don't know. I don't want to, like, knock points for that. I felt like it deserves to be on the list because it's a really good soundtrack song.
It's a very
talented. And it showcases a different...
song.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, like, really epic, and I like what she did with it, so I chose it. As far as the Milano collaboration goes, I love that album as a whole. I like the interesting pairing of Parquet Courts and Karen O and Daniel Lupi. I think it's a really interesting collaboration. None of the songs made my list, though.
Okay. I'm a massive Parquet Courts fan as well, so that may have swung me in that direction. But
probably.
Talisa's a great song. Okay. What else have we got?
I have the Yo My Saint, the Kenzo.
Yeah.
The song for the Kenzo short film.
It's so cool.
I'm a huge Michael Kiwanuka fan. I mean,
yeah, he's great.
I can't get enough. And so I love this song, and it's definitely on my
look. I didn't have it on my list, but I do love it. And I'm happy to have my arm twisted on that one.
Oh, okay. Kid can be swayed on this one. I like that. The 2019 Lux Prima, the collaboration she did with Danger Mouse, which is amazing.
Very cool. Very
what do you
cool.
have from What do you have from it?
The one track I chose off that was Woman. I also have Turn the Light and Drown as two, you know, sort of sub selections, but I didn't lock them in. But Woman, absolutely, that is a banger.
I 100% agree with you on Woman, and I love that it's very timely. It kind of came out during the women's movement here, when all this stuff's going on. I love it. I also have Turn the Light as one on my list, and I mentioned Leopard's Tongue.
All right. Yeah.
For my list. But that's not all. Okay, I have one more. Moving on to the Hannah soundtrack, the Smashing Pumpkins cover of Bullet with Butterfly Wings. I think it's really cool.
It's cool. I don't think it's in among her best moments. I do like her take on it, though.
It's a good take on it. And Trent Reznor was on that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right, though. Maybe it doesn't belong on the final list, but it's worth listening to.
And it's always worth a good mention.
Worth a mention. All right. I think we've run through everything. Should we just do as we normally do and go back to the ones that we agree on?
Yeah, 100%, then we can talk around it.
Okay, so starting from the top of what we agree on, I have Our Time, No, wait, did we agree on that one, or did you just put Bang from that first album?
I just put Bang, but I do like Our Time. So it's that kind of... We might have to choose one or two out of those.
Okay, we're at a stalemate there, so let's move on for now. And then we have on Fever to Tell, we agree on Maps, Gold Lion, and Cheated Hearts. And then going down, we skip all the way down to It's Blitz, and we have Zero, Heads Will Roll, and Runaway that we agree on. And cool. Then we agree on Worried Shoes from the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack.
Oh, what a track, yeah.
So beautiful. And then we agree on The Moon Song from Her. We agree on... Do we agree on I Shall Rise from Tomb Raider?
No, we don't agree on that.
We don't agree. I just put a star there.
And then, selective memory.
Ooh, yeah, maybe. And we agree on Yo, My Saint.
Yep.
And
yep,
we agree on Woman.
Yep.
That's so 10. That's 10. Oof. That's the best we've done. We actually don't have to break any more down, but we can add two, but we have to agree on them.
I really want Bang on this.
Okay.
Like, it was their first release. It is such a good track. I don't think there's a better Yeah Yeah Yeahs track than Bang. It is so good. And I think for a lot of people, like in the UK and Australia, they would be of the same ilk where...
Mm.
That it was just such a strong moment, and really, when you think Yeah Yeah Yeahs, you think Bang. They nailed that song. Like, for a debut release, oh my God. It's a strong track.
You're my friend, so I'm going to give that one to you because...
Yes, we're in.
I can hear it in your voice, how much you love it.
I love it so much.
But having said that, I feel like I get to choose one. I get to choose the last song.
Well, what would that be, though? I mean, we haven't included anything of Crush songs, which I find a bit crushing.
Yeah, but do you like really Crush songs more than Bang?
No, but it's, you know, it's her one solo record, and we're talking about Karen O here.
We also don't have anything off of Mosquito, and I wanna argue for Under the Earth.
Under the Earth is pretty cool.
We don't have anything off of that, so we wouldn't have anything off of Mosquito or Crush song. And we have so many from It's Blitz, I'm like tempted to fight for Skeletons, but we have three from there.
Yeah, there's too many off that. If we've already got three, I think, you know, and I think you and I would agree that Zero, Heads Will Roll and Runaway are stronger songs, just slightly, than Skeleton.
Yeah, we don't have enough for softer stuff, though, and I love that. I'm like a... sucker for all the softer stuff.
But we do have the Moon Song.
And we have Moon Song.
We've got Maps. I mean, you know, her softer stuff. If you want softer stuff, Crush songs.
Mm-mm. That's not Raps, the best of the softer by. Stuff. Mm-mm.
See, I'm really surprised by this. You know, look, I know that we both have to have, opinions and we've got our rights to that. But, like, for fans out there, like, you know... Crush Songs, we all know, is a great album and a great moment by Karen O. I'm just really surprised you're not willing to commit a song.
I could maybe do Day Go By because that was originally on my, like, mentions.
Okay. Look, I like the sound of that. Is there something else that we might be able to...
I really like Under the Earth, though. I really like Under the Earth.
Okay, so if we were to talk about those two tracks, what fat could we trim off what we've already got?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you be happy to switch out? So, off Show Your Bones, what did we have? Gold Lion, Cheated Hearts. Did we agree on Turning 2, or is that left
off? We didn't agree. I mentioned it, but it wasn't one of my favorites.
Okay, I love that song. It probably would be on my list, but, you know, I understand this is a two-person job, and, you know, if you're not willing to go the distance, then fair enough. And we've only got, what, Maps or Fever to Tell?
Fever to Tell, we've got Map. Yeah, we only agreed on Maps on that?
Because you didn't select Date with the Night. I think we might have both.
I didn't select Date with the Night. I mentioned Pin, I didn't select it. And I have Y Control and Modern Romance. I could add Modern Romance.
This is kind of controversial. I kind of feel like maybe what we should do to make some room is go back to the It's Blitz album, cut a track from that, and in its place, either put a track from Mosquito, like Under the Earth, or add another one from Fever to Tell. Because I feel like we're kind of underdone on Fever to Tell.
We're underdone on Fever to Tell, but we also agreed that there were so many on It's Blitz that we really like. Am I willing to do Under the Earth for something that's on It's Blitz? Zero, Heads Will Roll, Runaway. No.
Okay, I would say Black. Y Control is pretty cool.
Y Control is really good. So we could do Y Control. It's either Y Control. Is Y Control? I would pick Y Control over Under the Earth.
Yeah, I agree on that. And I think I would happily lose something like...
We don't have to lose anything. Oh, because you want Crush songs.
Yeah. Oh, well, oh God, I'm confused now about what we're doing.
No, we need one more. And so you're trying to sway me to not... You don't want Under the Earth.
So at It's Blitz, what's the weakest? Zero, Heads Will Roll, or Runaway?
They're all really good. Okay. We can't swap any of those out. I don't think we can swap anything off of It's Blitz. So we can do Y Control, but you don't get anything off Crush songs.
Yeah, you see, I disagree with that. I think we need to have... Look, I reckon Dago Bye goes in.
No.
Okay, that's all right. If you can't commit to it, then I completely understand that. That's okay.
I don't know if I can. It is good.
They're both key tracks, I feel. Purely because we put in Bang, mm-hmm. which I think is a better song than Y Control, mm-hmm. and is in the same region. Mm-hmm. I would actually argue to put in Dago Bye, because then we also see a selection of her softer songs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because the only other softer songs we have in here so far are from soundtracks, except for Cheated yep. Hearts. So I might give you that. I might be swayed on this one and give you Dago Bye.
No, I think it's a good, therefore, representation of her entire career.
I think so, too. I think you're right. And I also had it as a mention, so.
I'm kind of excited about this. I think that's a really good playlist.
All right. But I want to tell her.
Nicole, do you want to read through the final playlist?
Yeah, let's read through our final favorite songs by list for Karen O and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is Bang, Maps, Gold Lion, Cheated Hearts, Zero, Heads Will Roll, Runaway, Worried Shoes, Dago Bye, The Moon Song, Yo My Saint, and Woman. That's it. That's 12. That's a great selection.
That's amazing.
I also do want to encourage our listeners to listen to Under the Earth and the entire It's Blitz album.
And Wedding Song.
And Wedding Song. We might have to do like a little extras on this one. There were just so many. I feel like everything she does is good. So, you know.
I really enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for listening out there.
Have a good one and enjoy listening to our favorite songs by Karen O and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Thank you for listening to Favorite Songs By. You can find all episodes with accompanying playlist on Spotify at Favorite Songs By Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Favorite Songs By. And if you like what you heard, please share us with your friends. Favorite Songs By was created and produced by me, Nicole Pruch, with help from Kit Atkinson. Special thanks to our co-producer and engineer, Mike Santos.